This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're going to get to some Niners talk, faux show.
It's the Guru Steiny, show. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Playoffs are coming. They're kind of here.
And we got college tonight. Miami and Ole Miss.
You know, that's a tough one for me. Who to root for?
But you always got to make it about you.
Huh? Yeah. Well, do you have a preference?
I want Miami.
Okay, so you're making it about you.
Yeah, but I ain't doing this old breakdown. Go ahead.
I'm not doing a breakdown.
Well, how it's about you both ways. Go ahead.
Well, why do you want Miami to win?
Mike Irvin.
Okay.
Sam Lubman.
Yeah, and that's my dilemma. We got a guy in here, Sam Lubman. Big Miami fan. I like Sam. Yeah. If I didn't like Sam, it'd be an easy decision, but I like Sam.
Now, Ole Miss.
But then it's that old thing about if Ole Miss wins at all, they had to get through Tulane first.
You guys were cheese.
Wow.
And they were a knife.
Like a nice watch.
You know what?
Swiss.
Depending on the cheese mouth. Some cheese can be hard to cut.
American.
Only one cheese.
No, you want to say brie. They went through like brie cheese, the soft kind.
With a saw.
There's only one cheese, guys, right? Pepper Jack.
What?
Pepper Jack is the best cheese out.
Oh.
I'm a cheddar guy.
You like it?
Provolone.
Provolone.
It's underrated.
Yeah. Swiss second for me.
I noticed there's some sound on our board, and I think we can have some fun with this for this segment, and I'll take your calls during it. But so our sister station in Philadelphia, WIP, obviously is talking about this game every bit as much as we are.
Right.
And I love this because we got a lot of sound here from some of their shows. And
behind enemy lines.
Right. And so Philadelphia fans have a reputation. And I haven't listened to any of this sound of some of their callers or some of their hosts. Yeah. But let me just give you a little sampling. All right, this is a host, Joe Giglio, and this is what he says about the matchup between the Eagles and the 49ers.
If you think Jalen Hurts had a great regular season, you're in La La Land. If you think he'll have a great postseason, then you could think that. I think he's going to be what he was all regular season. He's going to be decent. Can he have a good game? Sure. Do I expect four great games out of Jalen Hurts? No shot. I just don't think the offense is set up for him to do that. I don't think the way he's played this year, between his accuracy and his legs, they're not what they were at one point. Now, as far as this particular game, Hugh, of all the matchups they're going to have in the postseason, of all of them, this might be the easiest one in terms of personnel on the other side, right? They play the Rams, they play Seattle, whoever they get to play in the next few rounds, they're going to have better players on defense. The Niners are depleted, right? Bosa's out and Warner's out. I mean, the guys that they counted on, their star players are all hurt. If we're getting a better version of Jalen than we got in the regular season.
I mean, I don't see anything incendiary there. Do you?
Well, it sounds like he doesn't believe in Jalen against top-tier teams, and he doesn't think the Niners fit that bill in regard to top-tier.
Right.
But I will say this. What scares me about this game, Steiny, is the fact that everybody's throwing bananas, oranges, whatever, rocks at Philly and that offense, and they can really just be like, after a week off, Steiny, with them sitting just – we're defending champs, and that part of this puzzle scares me about this game.
But,
you know.
What? Yeah,
Hurts is not a bum, but they have been an enigma. Their offense.
But in a way, like, I always feel like one of two things is going to happen. And to my way of thinking, we've seen both the same amount of time. And here's what I'm talking about. Let's say the Eagles, they treated last week like a bye. Okay?
Yeah.
They're going to be rested and ready.
Against Chicago, whoever. Okay. That's what they said.
Well, as many times as the team with the bye or the team that rested is ready to go, they're also rusty.
Yeah.
And it also may take them a quarter, maybe a little more, to get into the game.
But we're
We'll see. Like, if look, I'm just telling you, 49ers get up 10-0 after the first quarter, people are going to say the Eagles are rusty.
Oh, man.
So it's that's an outlook that can happen.
And doubt would then creep in. If you get up 3-0, 7-0. So I like that from a Niner perspective. What I don't like about this game is what you just said, the name recognition. Jalen Carter had the two shoulder situation procedures, and now he's ready to go. Had a week off. That secondary, oh my gosh. So we know what Philly is defensively. They might be Seattle or better. Just think about that. I'll leave that there. But then on the other side, you got a dude who was just MVP in Barkley. You got, on a good day, Jalen Hurts. You got Devontae, like Stoney and my guy, the quarterback that reads the books, the big boy. Like, that's why they won the Super Bowl. So they have all the ingredients in the football gumbo pot to win it. Will it be upstairs where they just will forget, omit, maybe be rusty, and then Kyle's in his bag, and not just Kyle, Robert Saleh.
Oh, that's what I wanted to jump on, what Jan had said. And I actually agree with her. She was talking about some trick plays. I actually think a trick play or two, this is the game that would call for it. But almost more so than that, is there anybody that wants Kyle Shanahan to play conservatively Sunday? Like, they can't play conservatively.
You don't win the game.
Right? You get a fourth and three. You get a fourth and three at midfield. You're down 7-0 midway through the second.
That's normal. I think you need to go for it.
Okay.
You're trying to knock off.
That's my point.
Yeah.
That's my point. Like, he took I think he punted early in the Seattle game.
I saw that.
Same situation.
I saw that.
Like, if they have that.
I wonder if he had to do that again, would he have done it? Knowing that they were going to get
seven. Well, he better not do it against Philly. Yeah. Right? You gotta go for stuff like that against Philly. Evan, you do me a quick little favor here.
Mike Quick?
Mike Quick, he's coming up at 1:30. Great Eagles receiver. Can you find out the score and situation? I think it was the first quarter.
7-0.
7-0 when the Niners had a fourth, I think, in three, and they punted.
Yep, it was 7-0.
Like, what yard line that was.
Yeah, I'll check.
And what point of the game that was.
Do you
was.
Think he regrets that? If he could see in a crystal ball.
Well, yeah.
Like, you got to go. Your defense is not your positive right now. It's your offense. And we said that, and Seattle choked them out. So what if Philly does that? I'm not trying to be nervous. I'm just like, nobody would be, well, how surprised would you be, partner?
They were at their own 43.
Okay.
And they pinned them inside the 20.
Okay. So think about that. So let's say they're in the exact same position against Philly on Sunday. They're down 7-0. They're at their own 43.
I'm putting the ball.
How much? First quarter, second quarter?
This was in the first quarter, 2 minutes left. Fourth and two at your own 43.
Fourth and two?
I would have punted that.
Yeah, I'm with you.
No. I agree.
I would do it this weekend, too.
Would you do the same? Let's say you're in the same situation in Philly.
Give them a short field?
That was probably their second drive of the game.
Give them a short field, maybe. Stoney, then they score and things just get out of hand from that, but an avalanche.
Yeah, I think it's another game where I'm with Goo. You kind of have to play the field position game.
Really?
Yeah. You would go for it.
I think you're going to have to play very aggressive.
But that's too aggressive.
Okay.
I wonder if you have no confidence.
I'm not saying you guys are wrong.
Evan, if you have no confidence in your defense, to hell with it. I'm gonna try
to. That's why you also pin them back.
But then you're forcing yourself to win a shootout against a very good defense. I think that's tough. And I know that your defense isn't great, and Seattle's offense was good. Philly's is lesser, but you're asking them to go 80 plus yards.
Yeah, I'm interested, 49er fans, just kind of in general. You want to see? I mean, we know what Kyle Shanahan's track record is. Going into this game, like, let's put it this way: if if Kyle Shanahan has a template that he, you know, just a way he coaches, right, and some ideas on, you know, when you go for it, when you don't, taking chances with interesting plays, all that kind of stuff, I got to believe Niner fans might be expecting Shanahan to throw the kitchen sink, anything.
But I
know they're not going to win the game through gimmicks, but they've got to make some big plays,
but you
right?
You got to be smart.
Of
and
course.
You know they will come for his head, the Jackals, the fans, if you go for a 4th-and-3 on your 40, and let's just say it's a play that just gets snuffed out, you don't get it. Oh, Steiny, then it'll be like, come on, man, make him drive the field, and if it's slow death, we die slow death, but we could get a fumble, anything, to take that off the board and give them a short field at home. And you know what I mean? Like, that's what you don't want to me.
Yeah, I mean,
now, if the game's getting out of hand and you've been down, it's late third, fourth and three, what the hell?
I'm a little surprised, and maybe that situation is a little too iffy, but, I mean, what if you're on their 43 and it's 4th-and-3? Like, you got to go for that, right?
That I could see.
And I get you're giving them a little bit of a short.
For that either.
But, well, we're only talking about, what, 10, 14 yards?
Yeah, but you're in your territory, other side of the yard.
What if you're on their 49 and it's 4th-and-3?
It wouldn't be egregious.
Yeah, and obviously there's different levels of risk, but I'm surprised.
Analytics tell you to go for it.
I know. I'm surprised, though.
Go for it.
I would think the conventional wisdom is Kyle's got to be in his bag, try to get a touch tricky without gimmicky, and just they got to figure out a way to keep them off balance with their play calling.
But this is why.
You got to run when they think you're going to pass. You got to pass when they think you're going to run, that kind of stuff.
But this is why Bonte, and I can't speak for him, we talked about his video yesterday, and he used the word impossible, and not speaking for him. Steiny, do you know, like in 19, and even when they were going to the Rams, went to the NFC Championship game, the Niners, that is, against the Rams in 2021, their defense was a strong point. This is the worst defense Kyle's had in forever, I believe, in the playoffs with the state of the team. But just think how much of a disadvantage they are at defensively. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you are right. We're going to see ultra-aggressive offensively Kyle Shanahan. Because I'm asking you, that's my biggest concern in this game. I could see the Niners moving the ball like I've seen other teams. Now, the playoffs hadn't started against Philly's great defense. I saw Dallas. A lot of teams do it. But, man, Steiny, to go in a playoff game where your strength is not your defense, it's truly your Achilles heel, I mean, how are they going to pull this off? You don't sack the quarterback.
They're going to pull it off by creating a couple turnovers.
Yeah, no doubt.
By having some big plays and catching Philly off balance. And they're going to have to play a really good game. I mean, that there's no doubt about it. But I would tell you this. Somebody in Philly might say, our offense stinks. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. We're an Odyssey sports station, always live in the free Odyssey app, broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
It'll be interesting to talk to former Eagle wide receiver Mike Quick when he joins us.
You know what? You know who I'm going to ask him about?
Harold Carmichael.
No.
Who?
Brandon Ayuk. You know, I look at a guy like Mike Quick. Look at his numbers.
Everything.
He had three straight years. One year he led the league in receptions.
He's a bad
I'm sorry, receptions and yardage.
Okay. He was a bad dude.
Three straight years over 1,000 and then a fourth year of like 980. And I don't know. I'm just curious about a guy on the other side of the country who was tough and was a money receiver.
Yeah. And he was catching passes to cop out Randall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Man, that team was.
And Jaws.
Jaws.
It must have been late Jaws.
Yeah, but his best season as a receiver is with Ron Jaworski.
Yeah, that's.
Where's he been? He used to be all on TV.
They fired him after he said Kaepernick was going to be the greatest quarterback of all time.
Well, for a moment in time.
No, but he said it after.
I got you.
He said it after. All right. This is here's another little little flavor of Philadelphia. This is Spike Eskin talking about what happens if the Eagles lose. So this is a team that's been to the playoffs five straight years. Now
they do have champs.
They do have a first year coordinator, but What if they lose?
Here is the problem with continuity. Mm-hmm. Is let's say they lose 17-13 on Sunday. Something like that, right? We're all blaming everybody, but Petullo is getting the brunt of it.
Yeah.
And they decide, we want continuity. We're going to keep Kevin Petullo. You tell me what happens after game two next year when the offense looks like it did this year. And then they are stuck. And then it's 2 years in a row.
Sure.
Where you that is where I'm... Like, I'm trying to prevent that. And I know that continuity helps. I also know the Eagles won the Super Bowl with a first-time offensive coordinator for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Kellen Moore had been an offensive coordinator before.
Yep.
And I just, like, I don't know if, regardless of whether he will be good at it or not, I don't know if it's a tenable situation. Like, for the Philadelphia Eagles as a whole, if two games into next season, now, it could be two games into next season, they're scoring 33 points a game, whatever, mm-hmm. but the planning for the worst-case scenario there is a tough one.
All right, that was Spike Eskin on WIP. Like, they don't... They think their offense is not very good.
Underperforming.
Exactly. So...
They got talent, it's just not... operating in high optium levels at all.
Exactly. So I don't know. I'm just, like, this is one of those games, Goo, I'm torn. It's a little bit like Seattle in that when you look
at it.
That's
what's crazy about it is that I can't get that game out of my head.
I mean, yeah, like, when you look at it, we were going into the Seattle game saying, you know, Seattle's got a great defense, okay? Philly's got a great defense. There's some similarities between Seattle and Philadelphia. And so, you know, I've watched Shanahan hang in games and then win games kind of all year, but this is the Eagles, this is the playoffs, and it's going to be tough. There's no doubt about it. But it's also one of those games where it's like, it might be 27-13.
And just
the 49ers have run out of gas. They're depleted. They're decimated. Yeah, and that's the way most seasons end, when you don't have enough good players anymore.
Yeah. And I'll say this, because I was on the wrong end of the Super Bowl betting component last year because I thought Kansas City was going to win. But we're not even talking about the surprise in Seattle Seahawks and what they did Saturday. Okay, forget that. Delete that footage. We're talking about Steinie. These are facts. The defending Super Bowl champs and the Philadelphia Eagles. But it brings me to what we had some fun with yesterday. If you're Kyle, I mean this, Donnie, and you win the flip, you receiving or you deferring? Because you know where me and Evan are at.
You know what I would do? I'm not changing my mind. I'll just, to me, and it, you know, we know all sides of this debate, so we don't have to hammered into the ground.
Right.
Yeah, if the 49ers win the tip, I would take the ball. I win the coin flip. Okay. I would take the ball.
Unit out there.
I would.
And then what if you go 3-and-out? But well, that's going to happen.
Go 3-and-out the second possession. I don't. That's the way I look at it.
The rough seas are going to happen regardless.
I'm just.
But you want to set a tone here, man.
You want to set a tone with your defense?
No, just in the game. However you do that, a turn. They went 3-and-out against Seattle, and that was like, we didn't know at the time. Oh, this is going to be a long-ass day offensively.
What's more likely? The Eagles getting the ball and scoring on their first drive, or the 49ers getting points
I love that. I'm going Eagles. And the reason I say that is when last Saturday, I keep saying delete the footage, but third down, he threw it to Jennings in the flat, and it went way over, it sailed over his head, and I was like, I'm not used to that. Just one series. You know, it's early, Steinie, but I got to believe that would be nightmare on Niner Street if Philly can show they can take advantage of everything that you talked about in regard to the Niner defense. Now you got two problems. Can you score on them, and can you stop them from scoring?
I mean, look, the defense has to play well enough that they make the Eagles resemble their offense of the regular season.
No doubt. And that's why
can they do
it
that?
Mental.
Can they do that? I don't know.
And let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What letter grade, I'm being real, would you give them for Saturday, the Niners defense? Forget the point total.
Well, that's so hard. It's impossible. Like,
I'm going to say D.
Yeah, see, I would. I don't.
They were doing whatever. Yeah, they didn't get the points. I'll give you something. But you know what? I saw what I saw.
I actually would give them a B.
Stanley, that first drive, because it didn't culminate in points. You know,
right. I get all that. But the bottom line is, how do you win the game? You have to score more points than the other team. And like that is one where that defense, that situation against that team, I get it. They were lucky. They were lucky. Sometimes, you know what? You take a test, and it's multiple choice, and you don't know the answers, and you get three right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
2.8.
That's kind of the way I look at that. And by the way, this from the 650, and I'll just correct this person because I've been corrected on it. Shanahan doesn't always defer.
Right.
He defers most of the time, but there have been, I think we came up with two examples this year where he took the ball because of, I guess we can say, conditions with wind and stuff. So we'll see how that plays out.
No doubt.
Let's go to Grant. Grant's in Alameda. What's up, Grant? How you doing?
Hello.
Yeah.
Stein.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I know we're talking Niners right now.
Okay.
I think the most important thing is they got a real chance. We could talk to Dubs, too, because I'm a Niners and Dubs fan. I love listening to you guys. And what I think is this. At least we got a chance. It, the hard road is the good road if you get it done. And that's what forget about it. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Whatever it is.
No, I appreciate
you
that,
know what
Grant.
I mean?
Yeah, no, and I'll tell you what, I'll expound on it right now.
Thanks for the call.
The 49ers absolutely have a shot. If they win four games, they win the Super Bowl. The Warriors have no shot. The Warriors have no shot.
I'm not there.
They
no
have
shot.
No shot.
But you haven't. The cake
they
is
have
not
no
done
shot.
Stein,
none.
You know, the cake is still baking.
No, it's not. See, the Warriors have no shot because the team doesn't believe have a shot.
That's speculation.
That's watching the NBA for as many years as I have, and I see a team that knows, and a coach that knows. They have no shot to win a title this year.
Did you see them last night?
They played the Milwaukee Bucks, and this is... Oh, I'm telling you right now. Warriors are going to win 5 out of their next 7, maybe 6 out of their
next
7.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you right now, and you think I'm kidding, and we're not talking about the Warriors, I'm glad we're up against it. Warriors can't do anything on this homestand. They have an 8-game homestand. There's nothing they can do to make me change my impression of who they are.
Wow.
You know when I'll change my impression of who they are?
The deadline.
After that homestand, or as we get to the end of the homestand and move. But you beat Milwaukee. First of all, they've won 7 of 10, and before the game last night, we're all thinking they're playing terrible ball.
Well, you lost to the Clippers. You gave that one away, or however
exactly.
You look at that.
Then they won 7 of 10.
I still haven't shook Toronto. Yeah. That loss.
When the hell was that?
A couple Sundays ago.
Jesus.
That hurt.
I mean, that's just absolutely crazy. 888-957-9570 is the number. Talking about the Eagles and the 49ers. How conservative or aggressive should Kyle Shanahan be in this game? Or should he just stick to his overall general philosophy? Or is this a game where you might try to dial up a couple trick plays and take some chances on fourth down? I would have thought that most people would say, you got to play very, very aggressively, but Guru and...
you don't want to be reckless.
Yeah, of course not, but you play it safe, and you may get what you got in Seattle. All right, what do we got here? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Covering Bay Area sports for as long as I have, athletes go through it all, highs, lows, and the pain that comes with getting knocked down. But when it's not just a game and when you're the one injured or when tragedy strikes someone you love, that's when Beam Law comes in. Beam Law is the Bay Area's go-to personal injury law firm. So whether it's a car accident, a serious injury, or a wrongful death, they are there to shoulder the legal burden so you can focus on rebuilding, recovery, and taking care of your family. Beam Law is a local company and they win. Millions have been recovered for clients across the region, and it's why SF Weekly has voted them best of the Bay 4 times. If you've been hurt or lost someone because of someone else's negligence, call Beam Law at 415-523-5555. That's 415-523-5555. Or visit hurtinthebay.com. That's hurtinthebay.com. It's not whether you get knocked down. It's whether you get back up. Beam Law, they've got your back, Bay Area.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I should be in a Napa State white jacket because I'm crazy.
Oh. Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I think I'm going to root for Miami, but it's a tough call. Of course, my daughter goes to Tulane, and they got beat by Ole Miss. So do you want to get beat by the national champ? Also, wouldn't it be an indictment a little bit on Lane Kiffin if Ole Miss wins the national championship?
That's why I think they're not going to win. That's just me. That's how I think. But Miami, man, their defense has been stellar. And
I'm going with Lubman.
Yeah, I'm
going
to try to
support Lubman.
Yeah.
Go Canes.
Maybe Tulane's coach should have left.
Why would you say that?
Because he stuck around to coach the team and they lost, and yeah. Ole Miss lost their coach and they're winning.
Oh, I see what you're saying, Evan. And I'll let it there. On 95.7 The Game. We're talking about the big game coming up at 1:30 at the Link.
Man.
You know what? You guys can call it the Link if you want. I'll let you. As a guy who's familiar with both coasts.
I say Philly.
I'm stuck in the middle on this one.
And you know that damn song, huh?
I don't.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
I know. Yeah, you know what I know?
I hate that.
Here's the only thing I know about the song. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. I don't know the words.
Oh, okay.
I don't know when all they right, started. Good, that's. I don't remember them playing that in the mid-80s when I was going to games.
Yeah.
I think it's
hopefully
kind of
that is not played this week.
A new phenomenon.
This weekend.
So we got wild card game, 49ers at Philly. All right, so we've been having some fun with some of this conversation that they're having on WIP in Philly. We talk a lot about the Eagles and their fans and what, you know, how they fan versus the 49ers fans and all that stuff. So I'm just playing a bunch of stuff from WIP, our Odyssey sister station in Philly, so you guys can, you know, get a feel of what they're saying there and make your own judgments about what these guys say. This is, what is this?
What we got?
This is a WIP caller on the Eagles and where they stand right now as they approach the Niners. This is a caller. It's their Jan in Mountain View.
The only way that the Eagles will win the Super Bowl is if they are this generation's 2000 Baltimore Ravens. And as much as the defense is that good, the offense is that piss poor. So they are going to be one and done this year.
Oh.
And we are going to call this the Fire Kevin game.
Ooh.
I take it Patullo's first name
public
is Kevin.
Public enemy number one.
All right. So there's a Philly caller that thinks they're going to get by. So, like, they're not. It's not a fan base that's like, we're going to win it all. We're better than you. Like, they almost troll the home team while they're kind of cheering them on. Like, they can't win it. They're not going in. And then when they win it, if they win it, no harm, no foul.
I got to tell you this, because I know you remember this guy, the great defensive player for the Eagles. Seth Joyner.
Yeah.
Okay, he got down with Reggie. Bonte and I have stumbled upon Seth Joyner's podcast. And Steiny, he is just raw and uncut after every Eagle game. And we tune in, he'll call me, and he's on YouTube. And the ire from the Eagle fans, these are after victory, Steiny. You would think that they lost. So I bring that up only because Yeah, they're winning, but it's ugly. It's like, you know, you got up 14 points on Buffalo or 7, and you didn't score again. You're up 21-0 on Dallas. But can the Niners' defense make them tap into that insecurity? Or
how's Buffalo's defense?
I think it's raggedy as all outdoors, and that's why I think Josh Allen's going to be Superman.
It's a good sign then for the 49ers, right?
Well, if there were conditions and it was cold, okay. But they didn't score in the second half.
Okay. I'm just saying,
can you tap into there if there are any insecurities or doubts from Hurts, him reading the field, all that, and they can't somehow run the ball? Like, Stoney, if you're the Eagles, wouldn't you give Barkley the ball 30 effing times after what Seattle has success doing? I thought Seattle didn't run it enough.
I just think so much of football is the 49ers couldn't run the ball against Seattle, so they're going to figure out a way how to better run the football against the Eagles. Mm. And maybe the Eagles look at that game last week and say, well, they won't be able to run on us, but that's where Kyle might have something up his sleeve. And that's how you're going to have to win the game, right?
Who do you guys think is going to be the scapegoat for each team? Because when I was listening to that caller, it sounded to me like the Eagles have one built in. Yeah, it's their OC. And because Sirianni doesn't have a specialty, defense or offense, he kind of skates.
Yep.
He obviously won the Super Bowl, but it feels like there's less pressure on him than there is on Shanahan because Kyle calls the plays. Like, if the offense doesn't do well, people will put his head in the guillotine. I don't know. Do you guys think that that's a fair scapegoating method?
Like, when you said scapegoat, I automatically said they're OC, clearly. That's who's on the line for Philly. No, there's not a name that jumped
it's defense, into it's my defense, mind. It's defense, not even Saleh. It's just, but am I wrong for that?
No.
Even if Kyle, they only get 6 points, don't know the availability of Pearsall or Trent, it matters to me, Stoney. What if I said nothing can happen in that game, even if they get snuffed out, to where I'll come in here and say, oh, Kyle, oh, boy, you see that choke job. Now I need the old Stoney to tell me, that's a pass.
No.
But I'm looking at it in totality, what they're not worth, what they don't have at their disposal, man.
We're answering it the same way. I agree. Like, the defense will get scapegoated, but there's no individual. The reason the defense will get scapegoated is because they're decimated. Yeah. Everybody knows they are. They're undermanned. And look, there's a feeling, and tell me if I'm wrong, Niner fans, you guys are the fans. You know, there's a feeling that a shoe's going to drop with this defense at some point against a good team.
And maybe that happened last Saturday, and this could be a continuance. I don't want to be negative.
I mean, I'll tell you what.
I just think it's the irony of the Niners and what they had done prior to the Seattle game and the adjectives and superlatives that were coming not out of just my mouth. They earned that, but there was, Donnie, I'm being real, a degree of who were you playing, but it looked beautiful. 10 touchdowns for Purdy. What bothers me just about a possible L is you ran out of gas offensively against two top-tier defenses, so it is fair to say how prolific were you really?
Well, and
if you go up against Tyson and Foreman, you know, but you're knocking out Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where I think the big boy veterans kind of come in for the Niners. And, I get it. Pearsall may not play. But to me, let's talk about McCaffrey, Kittle, and Trent Williams. All I'm saying is if they have trouble putting points up on the board, to my way of thinking, then we're going to have to talk about the age and the usage that these veterans have taken on over the years.
And that's on John Lynch, no doubt about it.
If McCaffrey doesn't have a great game, it's probably because Trent's not as good as he was, and then Kittle, he can't get a lot of yards. Then maybe we got to start thinking about if those guys, well, we know Trent's on the decline. McCaffrey sure staved off a lot of stuff this year. You're going to have to worry about him next year after this year. So, all I'm saying is I think if the offense sputters Sunday, then it's time to look at some personnel Including Williams, all right. Kittle, and McCaffrey.
And I'm being real.
We all know they need receivers.
There. Yeah, okay. But I'm already there to take inventory. But what about this? And again, I'm trying to be positive, but we're being real. They're right on the table. We hadn't had one all week, I don't believe. They're right on the table brought to you by, no, Austin San Jose, but put one out. But the right on the table, Stoney, brought to you by Echo Pest Control is, look at me when I'm talking to you and I tell you this because I mean it. They technically haven't run the ball at all year. Do we expect them to run it at Philly, in Philly, in the offs?
No, I don't.
So if that goes like we think it is and that's a net zero, but you got to watch Kittle and McCaffrey out the backfield.
If the game goes how we think it's going to go, the Niners are going to lose. Mm. Like, that's the point. Like, right, how are the Niners going to run against this Eagles defense? Like, I don't know, but it's sure within the realm of possibility they could pull it off.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but yes, they're underdogs, and that's a good defense. But I can't believe I'm saying this. It's any given Sunday.
Yeah.
All the 49ers have to do is play better than the Eagles from 1:30 to 5 o'clock on Sunday in Philly, and they're going to play another round. Yeah.
And before you hit that button, Seattle had no self-doubt.
Exactly.
In a crazy way, yeah, this is the 3 seed. But Stani, if there's something really going on with Philly in their offense or something in the locker room, maybe the Niners can use that to their advantage.
Definitely. Absolutely. I think
if it's 6-3 at half or the Niners are up 10-7, game is on. Because now Philly's looking like, this is not how this was supposed to go.
I said it before. The 49ers, they may be undermanned, but they are less fragile than the Eagles.
Right.
I think they're more together, and I absolutely think if the longer the game would go and be a one-score game.
Man, you got them right where you want them almost.
Let's go to back to WIP. This is a caller talking about the Niners and the Eagles. We had one guy say the Eagles are going to be going to have trouble against the Niners. One guy said they'll beat the Niners but not win anymore. What does this caller say?
Quite frankly, the Niners defense is bad.
Yeah, it's very it's bad. They have a ton of injured guys, right. And they're just bad. They're bad. That's the best way to put it. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But going into this game, I'm not scared of anybody in the NFC. The only thing I'm scared of is the Eagles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And the Eagles on the road. Thanks to somebody resting our guys. Yeah, we got a bye week out of it, if you want to call it that.
I think he's talking last week they had a bye week. Not this week's a bye week.
But he said he's afraid of his own team. If their mindset is small and, like you said, they're not together, just from a fan perspective, we'll be able to see it because it'll play out right in front of us.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe this is – maybe – the Bears game was the high point for the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, good call.
It's possible. And could anybody blame them if they fizzle out, given the circumstances of this year? All right, this is the one I want to hear. This is a Philly morning show, and they are going back and forth about Shanahan and Sirianni. I have no idea.
So this is their Steiny and Goo.
I guess so. So... you're two Philly guys talking about Shanahan and Nick Sirianni.
Kyle Shanahan, who's never won a Super Bowl, by the way, his father has.
So you're saying he's not a good coach?
I didn't say that. It's not evil.
What's
your problem?
I agree with that.
A lot of people disagree with you on that. You say it like it's a fact. The majority of this show, all the people on this show would take Sirianni over. All the people on this show would take Sirianni over.
Well, one is wrong. A Super Bowl champion, and one is not.
We're not biased. One's got a better
Kyle
record,
Shanahan,
dude.
I don't care.
Kyle Shanahan
the
has blown so many big games.
That
all
Nick
that guy
Sirianni
does is blow
has
big
worked
games.
With yep. is superior. Kyle Shanahan.
Shanahan has so much talent
by
on
anyone's
offense.
Anyone's estimation knows anything about this game. We'll say Kyle Shanahan is the superior offensive mind.
Sure, I'm not arguing that. Yeah. I'm saying who's a better
that's
head coach.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm talking about better head coach.
No, that's not
what you're
saying,
John.
You're saying you'd rather
have
him be the head
coach. I want an offensive head coach who can call plays.
He has called some plays and games.
He can't.
That have, he has blown games for his team in huge moments. That is not to say that he's not a very good offensive mind.
Totally.
He is, John.
He keeps doing it
because he's way less talent
than
the
Eagles. Best in the game.
He's got way less talent on offense than the Eagle does and schemes them open.
What do you think?
They're more toxic than us. Wow.
888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, it's not dissimilar from the conversations we're having out there.
The only thing is...
I think Evan said the one guy was DeCamera, and the guy who was saying, he thought Shanahan was better.
Yeah.
Something I would say back in Philly.
But he
said every listener to their show or 95% would take Sirianni over Shanahan.
Oh, wow.
And it's clear that.
But they got in there and said it, when it comes to offense, that's where you would take Kyle.
Right, but they're saying the overall better coach is Sirianni.
And sound like Baldy said thinks the same thing because of that bling.
Yeah. You know, I guess maybe outside, it's not just inside the Bay, it's outside the Bay.
And you know what?
Kyle's got a reputation for not winning the big one.
But it just goes to our bias, our personal bias. Do you remember, I'm ashamed of myself now because I told you guys I'm growing. Remember the Super Bowl? They lost to Kansas City, the Eagles. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And the national anthem's playing and Sirianni's crying.
Yeah.
I got mad at him.
Of course you did.
Like, who am I?
Fake outrage, no, but you're doing it for the show.
No, those were crocodiles.
I said that at the time. It was such a crock of BS.
You got the biggest game of your life and you're crying during the anthem. Dude, you're playing it up, but you know, who am I to say he wasn't emotional? Dude.
And that's... Some
like
of the
I
stuff
hated on him for that,
that you get caught up in that you believe matters, and it matters not.
Dude left crying at the anthem for his country, and
you know
I'm
what?
Bashing him.
Nah, you know what? Let me tell you how things are in our country right now.
Well, you don't have to. I'm watching
Sirianni
every night.
Crying during the national anthem equals... He's a joke of a coach. That's really what we. That's really
no,
what people believe.
No, it was more
believe.
Like a phony. No.
Hey, listen, man. Hey, listen, man. I remember the conversation that day after he was crying. Everybody was making a D out of him. You know it.
Oh, it wasn't just me.
Everybody.
Yeah, I just like, dude. Come on.
Last one. This is host Jim Kempski on the biggest Eagles concern.
My biggest concern is like what we saw in three different games this year, where they got leads and then they went ultra conservative and they gave them up. And then we saw them lose a game at home to Denver when they did that. We saw them lose on the road to the Cowboys game we just mentioned when they were 21-0. I thought they got conservative in that game. And they should have lost to the Bills, man. Like
it was close.
They did not deserve to win that game. Yeah. And then they did. And they did the same thing in that game where the second half, I think it was five out of their six drives, their first two plays were run.
Yeah,
and
now then, one of them, they're at the 1 yard line. Not that you have to run it there, but.
Yeah, and then, you know, they throw an incomplete pass on third down and they're punting. So,
yes.
Yeah, my concern would be that they get a lead, they're content. It's funny that you mentioned the stat about, you know, earlier in the show with Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, 1-38 or whatever.
Never having comeback wins in the fourth quarter. But I think that's a risk here. They have an offense that can score points. If the Eagles take their foot off the gas in this game, that'd be a concern for me.
All right. That was Jimmy Kempski talking about the Niners. A couple things there that were interesting, but go ahead, Gu, to start.
So the world thinks, and we got Mike Quick, the former Eagle receiver, coming up here shortly, Stoney, to join us. But the world thinks the Eagles, the third seed, have something going on in their locker room. Do you like that you're playing that team and hoping that is really going on? Or would you rather play the Bears with that leaky D? Like, I don't like the fact that part of the, and it's not the Niner game plan, but there's some confidence coming from they might not be together. Because if they are together, that's why they're defending champs. You know what I mean? Like, they got the throne right now.
Right.
I don't like the fact that a lot of how we're going to take them down is predicated on maybe they'll short circuit and do what these hosts are saying that they've seen them do, and you know, dysfunctional wise, well, offensively.
I mean, in a way,
I don't like that component.
But every
like
team, every team's
hurt.
Got that.
Well, the Niners, I mean, got injuries.
You ever watch the NBA playoffs and a team gets beat in a 7-game series, and everyone knows exactly why they got beat and exactly
how Minnesota Golden State,
exactly. So, I mean, it's not like the 49ers are going in there relying the Eagles to fall apart. But if the 49ers win the game, and similarly, if the Eagles win the game, it's going to expose the biggest problems with each team. And with the Eagles, it sounds to me like
it would be a myth. It would be, go ahead, I'm cutting you off. They would be together.
It sounds to me like if the Eagles get beat on Sunday, it will have something to do with chemistry and what's going on in that locker room. That's just me from afar. I don't know that, but I've just heard everybody talking about the receivers aren't. And here's the other thing. You say, why wouldn't you just run Saquon Barkley 30 times? Well, they're telling you right there on that last clip that they ran Barkley a lot and they couldn't get any yards. Right. Like they didn't run the ball well this year, the Philadelphia Eagles. So, yeah, on paper, Saquon should have a big game, but he hasn't had as many big games as he has, obviously, in the past. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you want to jump into the conversation, let's go to George in Los Altos. Hey, George, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Well, I got to take my cry rag out of my eyes because you guys are so gloom and doom. I've been crying for 5 minutes.
Come on, fellas.
I love you to death. The game is not even, we haven't even played the game yet. And let me just give you my perspective on this thing.
Go ahead.
First of all, if we get Trent Williams, like fully functioning Trent Williams, and it'd be great to have Ricky, but if we get Trent Williams back, I think it's going to make a huge difference, number one. Number two, as to McCaffrey not being, you know, the McCaffrey of old in the comments, you got to understand, what did he come up, 80 yards short of the only player in NFL history to have two seasons of 1,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards receiving? He has not tailed off. The offensive line didn't start playing well until recently. Okay, number three, Kittle is going to be fine, but I think more importantly than anything, Kyle Shanahan had 178 yards of total offense in the last game, which is the lowest total against us in his entire coaching career. You don't think he's pissed off? You don't think he's got something to prove? You don't think he is working 10 times as hard as he normally does preparing for a game? I think he is, number one. And number two, Philly, yeah, they have a great defense, okay? But their offense has sputtered a bunch this year. So let's not just give up. I think we got a shot. I really do. I mean, we're not going to roll anybody over, but I also think we have a shot to beat those guys because they have sputtered quite a bit on offense. And, you know, we'll see what happens on Sunday, but I think it really comes down to Trent Williams.
Let me ask you this. Because I heard this yesterday, and it doesn't sit well with me. Do I sound like Niners no chance?
You sound like it. I don't.
I want the caller to answer. Am I setting it up like that? Is that how it's sounding?
I believe so, bro. I love you, Goo, but yeah, I have to say that you do sound like you're giving up on them.
Wow. I appreciate that.
Appreciate it, George. Thanks for the call.
Donnie, I'm giving them a chance. Talk to me.
It seems like it's just lip service, though. Like, I believe the Niners have a chance.
And I do, too.
Well, but you keep saying, what if the Eagles just, why wouldn't you hand Barkley 30 times? And I'm coming to you and saying, they haven't run the ball well this year. Right. It's not automatic that he carries 30 times for 150 yards.
But this is a playoff game, now, and I'm not defending Philly.
Have the 49ers not been in the playoffs? They've been there. They've got veterans there.
Yeah.
Like, they know what to expect on Sunday.
All right, let me ask you this.
Nobody's saying it's not going to be uphill, but I agree with George that, You know, they may get blown out. Who knows?
It's not about that. It's about, because we want them to win, and we want to keep talking football. My question to you all is, and maybe, again, Stoney, I give myself an F because it's not coming out right. I don't know what – I don't like the fact that I know for a fact the Niners' Achilles heel going into this game for Daryl Johnson is their defense. I can't look you in the face with your specs on, Stoney, and tell you I know Philly's weakness. Their weakness is allegedly they're not together.
Well, they're not. Their offense hasn't been good.
But it's good enough to win games.
Right, but they're only averaging 22 a game.
Yeah, but.
All right, here's what's going on the rest of the show. We've got at noon of Speakeasy, Emmanuel Acho. We've had him on before. He's terrific. And then at 1:30, we got Mike Quick, five-time Pro Bowler who played with the Eagles in the 80s. Great player, and now he is an Eagles color analyst. Mike Quick was a great player. Looking forward to talking to him. And that segment was brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.